Hey guys, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. It's Friday. I hope you've had a great week. I have been on vacation. That's why I missed a couple of episodes. Sorry about that. Hope you didn't miss me too much. I got a little lazy, I guess, but I'm back. And so let's dive back in by first of all remembering all the truth that we learned this year on this podcast. Who made you? God made me. What else did God make? God made everything. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. And how many persons does God exist? Three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit. Where is God? God is everywhere. Did God have a beginning? God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. What does God know? God knows everything. What can God do? God can do whatever He chooses to do. That was 11. And this week, we are on truth number 12. What is the Bible? And of course, the answer is God's Holy Word. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But first, our joke of the day. Got a Thanksgiving joke for you since we're in the month of Thanksgiving. What's the best way to fix a busted pumpkin? With a pumpkin patch. Hey kid, it's time for you to wake up. This week's podcasts are all about the fact that the Bible is God's holy word. God wrote the Bible, and just like Him, the Bible is free from sin. Since God can never lie, the Bible is 100% true, so we know that we can trust it completely. But that doesn't mean the Bible contains all the truth that there is. The Bible doesn't tell us how many ounces are in a pound, or how fast a cheetah can run, or how a fish breathes underwater. So what kind of truth does the Bible teach us? Well, it teaches us everything we need to know about God, to become a child of God, and to live life God's way. The Bible couldn't tell us all about God. God is infinite, and no book could ever hold all of the information about Him. But the Bible does tell us all of the things God wants us to know about Him while we are here on earth. It's His Word. He chose what would be in it. He's in control, so He made sure it had all of the information He wanted us to know about Him. And most importantly, the Bible tells us all that we need to know about becoming a child of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, Paul is writing to Timothy, but God inspired Paul to write, "From a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." The Bible contains all you need to know so you can be rescued from your sin and become a Christian. Christians, let's thank God for His Word today. Thank Him for making a way for us to know Him and to know how to be adopted into His family. If you're listening to this and you're not a Christian, maybe with the help of an adult, you can take a look at the story of Jesus and Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Pay special attention to verse 16. It's possible that while you are reading God's holy word and finding out how to be adopted into God's family, you'll find out it's time for you to turn away from your sin and trust Him so you can be His child. Thank you.